This is University Radio Nottingham.
Daisy Forster is running to be your next community officer. Daisy has fully immersed herself in university life during her undergraduate degree in liberal arts with history. She is currently president of the A Cappella Society, the former editor of Impact magazine, and a current committee member of the Amnesty Society. This year, Daisy started a gender health gap campaign to close the gender health gap at the University of Nottingham, whilst raising awareness for issues affecting staff and students. Daisy believes this campaign has helped her understand the ins and outs of the Students' Union and has inspired her to run for community officer. Daisy's campaign is divided into four main areas: campus, city, sustainability, and Sutton Bonington. I will now highlight some of her main points. Her campus aims focus on inclusivity and keeping students safe. For example, Daisy wants to set up an internal C-card system with the Welfare and Wellbeing Officer to provide free condoms to all students living on campus. She also wants to improve student satisfaction with hall catering to reduce food waste and host more social events on Jubilee campus to help build a sense of community. Within the city of Nottingham, Daisy has a clear focus on local transport providers. She wants to push for better deals for students and ensure free transport is provided between University Park and Castle Meadow campus, including stops in Lenton. She also wants to work with the council to reposition the bus stops around University Park to make Cripps Health Centre more accessible by public transport. Sustainability is an important part of Daisy's campaign. To name a few of her points, she aims to create more biodiversity on campuses through rewilding and carefully selected green areas by reducing grass cutting and developing a proper biodiversity plan. She also wants to make halls more self-sufficient by setting up community vegetable gardens that are maintained by students and staff and using compost from produce used in catering. And finally, on Sutton Bonington, Daisy wants to push for better accommodation solutions on the campus as well as campaign for more catering options, such as a new Portland coffee shop. She also wants to create a better experience for the April student cohort through specialised events and representation, as well as working with the local council to improve road safety for students. Daisy hopes that her endeavours across the SU and the university have proven to us that she will go above and beyond in this role and that she has the skills and knowledge to enable her to do so. I think Daisy's experience across the university so far makes her a really strong candidate for community officer. I can tell how passionate she is about inclusivity through her campaign alone, and she has a clear focus on student safety, which is really, really important. I worry that some of her sustainability points may be hard to achieve, as it would involve physical changes to campus, but it would be fantastic if she could achieve them.
This is University Radio